This has not been a good week for Edison Schools. The company's stock is at an all-time low. Its future finances are in doubt. Now comes news that the nation's biggest private operator of public schools is losing a contract with one of its oldest and most important clients. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Boston Renaissance was one of Edison's flagship schools, a laboratory of sorts that was supposed to help Edison prove that it could turn poor-performing inner-city kids into high-achieving students. The breakup is due in large part to the company's inability to do that. With 1,300 students and thousands more waiting to get in, Boston Renaissance has never had a problem attracting parents. But compared to most conventional public schools in Boston, the school has not done very well. Two-thirds of the students last year, for example, failed Massachusetts math exam. Administrators and members of the school board had also expressed frustration with Edison's managers about the operation and direction of the school, something that Edison officials do not dispute. The programs that the company wanted were not always what its partners at the school wanted. So 2 months ago, Boston's Renaissance School Board decided to end the partnership, a contract worth nearly $9 million. It was the biggest contract Edison had with any single school in the country and the only contract it had in Boston. Edison still operates about 130 schools in 22 states. Edison's contract with Boston Renaissance will officially end July 1st. The company says it will spend the next 4 weeks negotiating with the school and could continue to offer some services. But that's unlikely to reassure Edison's investors, who've seen the company's stock nosedive. The only good news for Edison is its multi-million dollar contract to run 20 schools in Philadelphia this fall. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.